eyebrows went down in confusion, then down even farther in a frown.
No,
he said, pushing the metal away from him.
It won't work.
It has to, she insisted. You told me about your psychometric ability.
My unreliable psychometric ability, Lorin.
And that your master thinks you can tame it. What better time to try than now?
No better time,
he agreed.
But you can't make it work just by wanting it to.
I trust you, she said with unaffected candor. And you haven't let me down yet, not even once. I don't expect you to start now.
That stopped his protests. He reached out, took the shard of metal from her hand, and held it up to the light. It gleamed like a metallic diamond.
Is that what I think it is?
Asked Ula.
It's a piece of the nest, she confirmed.
And Shigar can use his mind to find out where it comes from?
I can try, said Shigar sternly. That's all. I can't promise anything.
Well, it's a start. How long will it take?
I don't know. I'll talk to Master Satil first. She might be able to guide me through this. Can you put a call through to Tython?
Faster than you can ask me to.
I'll take it in the main hold, he said. There's a holoprojector there.
Shigar got up from the co-pilot seat. Jet fiddled with the instruments in front of him, opening up comm channels and shunting data through the ship. Lorin was sitting thoughtfully, eyes staring blankly at the ladder down which Shigar had disappeared. A tiny worry line creased the bridge of her nose. Ula leaned in to whisper.
You don't really think he can do this, do you?
Her green eyes focused on him.
There's only one thing, I think, she said. If he doesn't even try, that'd be worse than failing.
Ula could only nod in the face of her unswerving integrity and wish that he possessed half of it.
Now, she said, might have to get this glove off and look at my hand. In the absence of a field medic, I need one of you two to help me out. Private Hetchke? Envoy V.E.?
I'll do it, said Ula quickly. You stay here and back up Jet, in case he needs it,
he told Hetchke.
Medkit's in the aft airlock, Jet called out. Let me know when you have a destination, and I'll get this crate moving.
Will do.
Lorin headed for the ladder, and Ula followed her, frantically dredging up everything he'd learned about medicine from a brief training session on Drawmond Koss years ago.
Chapter 23 Shigar paced the Auriga Fire's cramped hold as best he could, while waiting for Jet to patch him through to Tython. He wasn't doing a very good job of it. He could only manage three long strides from one side to the other, and he had banged his head on a protruding instrument panel twice already. The pointlessness of the exercise was just becoming apparent to him when the old model holoprojector flickered and emitted a soft whisper of static. He pulled from the opposite wall a retractable chair designed for someone much smaller than him and sat down, feeling all knees and elbows. A bluish image of the Grand Master formed. It flickered and jumped, but held firm enough to follow.
Shigar,
Satil Shan said, raising her hand in greeting.
I'm pleased to hear from you. Are you on Hutta?
He briefly outlined his current position in a smuggler's vessel over the Hutt's homeworld, still wearing what remained of his impromptu disguise.